Mike Buseglia here from SeavillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to RunCast, a weekly forum of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Everyone, welcome to this week's edition of RunCast. Appreciate you listening in. This past weekend, November 11th, 12th, 13th, probably the biggest weekend of the year as far as participation goes in races across the ages. We had high school state championships all the way up to marathons and everything in between, all different age groups, all different levels. And the Richmond event down east of us with the 8K and the marathon, half marathon we had, it's got to be the largest contingent of local runners going out of town to a race that I've seen in a long time. Wow. Almost 500 people, and we have obviously bigger races participation-wise in our own community by locals, but to have that many. So it's a good weekend for the most part, and a few broken hearts, but for the most part, people are in good spirits after their competitions. We start Friday evening out at gorgeous Woodbury Forest. It was a beautiful day, a classic fall day with a kind of chilly in the shade and, you know, kind of comfortable in the blue. The sunshine was just shadows and vivid in the blue skies. It was perfect. And Woodbury Forest on their own home course there, just, you know, Ben Hale does such an, I've said it many times, he peaks his athletes at the right time. He gets the best out of his teams at the right time. They were second runner-up, which is in the big school division of private school leagues. It's fantastic. Miller was third in the small school division. Pete Hufnagel and Chris Post, co-coaching over there. And Post, of course, is the 2001, I think we talked about this, 2011 VIC Coach of the Year. Did we talk about this last week? I can't remember. I told so many people back about it. It was just tremendous. This young man has done just a tremendous job out there. And, of course, near and dear to our heart. We've watched Chris grow up. And he's on works for us. And he's on our RMR team and just gives so much, as all coaches do. And small school and just getting the best out of a small squad. And really great season. He was named the Virginia Independent Conference Coach of the Year, and his team was third. It was great. And I think they had, it was really tremendous. I'm going to look at my notes here, but they had fourth, Elias Hubbard, Sam James was sixth, and then Chris Keeling seventh. They put three of the top guys in the top seven.
Wow.
But as it always is, you know, it's the top five counts, and that's the beauty of the sport. And it doesn't mean they're 4 and 5 dogged it, but when you go 4, 6, and 7, that's pretty impressive. On the girls' side, St. Anne's, Maddie Hunter. I got to tell you, you know, I'm reluctant to talk about this kid publicly for the fear that talking about her is going to give her too much attention and change things. She doesn't seem like the type that's going to happen, but gosh, she's so much fun to watch. I having been around the sport most of my life, certainly as a coach and as a race director over the last 30 years pretty intimately, there are very few people I've ever seen love it as much as this kid does.
Wow.
And she seems free of stress and free of pressure. It's good parenting. It's good genes. It's good coaching. Whatever. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I just love cheering her on. And she's a little pip of a kid at this point. And so, eighth grade and led the race, Mike, for over half the race against some Goliaths. And I don't mean Goliaths as in gigantic girls, but they're seniors. They're faster than her on paper. It doesn't matter. She just went after it.
That's cool.
And, you know, a lot of times when somebody goes after it, they die. She didn't die. She finishes third overall. You know, just real joy. Stab, first time ever in the big school division, they finished sixth. Very impressive. They had their another newcomer to the team, Christina Bertone. She was 10th, and then Meg Pritchett was 23rd. So Dan Wiggins, good job out there. Next day, we go right to the state meet for the Virginia High School League. Great Meadows, beautiful setting also outside of Warrenton, up near, kind of between Warrenton and Middleburg. It's called the Plains. And we had a fantastic day, came up short. If your goal is to win the state meet, yeah, you came up short. That's the only thing that came up short. Western right. has no reason to be doing anything but holding their head up high. Dave Taylor done a great job all season. So Lindy and Cass and Charlie, great job coaching Westernton. Yet another runner-up. They've won the state meet before. They've finished second many times, finished third. I got to believe Lindy Bain. There may be, not be any coach out there that has that many top threes in the AA at the Big Dance. So congrats to them. And then in the big school division, the AAA, Albemarle, heartbreak again, but a lot to be very proud of. They finished second, only 20 points out from there. What has become a really great rivalry with Stafford. Had Visake, the force. He's so steady. He was third. Ben Deal was ninth, and Ryan Thomas 10th. Pretty impressive AAA to put three kids in the top 10 in there. Fourth and five guys ran tremendous. I don't know if anybody could have run much faster. And just a call out to Aaron Elder, who is their number five runner. Somebody's got to be the number five. And as can happen, you end up being the GOAT in some eyes. And it's like, how does this happen when this kid is the fifth fastest runner on the runner-up team in the state of Virginia? And he's not what cost them. It's a team effort. Stafford was better than him on that day.
Right.
And it's his time that counts. He ran a really good time. Here he is, a sophomore in high school. Eyes are on him. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So, Aaron Elder, if you listen to this, which you probably don't, I don't know how many high school kids listen to Runcast with their busy lives and their iPods full of music mixes.
We welcome the audience, though.
Yes, we do welcome them. We are talking about you.
It's exactly.
You're not being talked about a ton elsewhere.
You Very know, true. I mean, That's a good
know,
point.
It's kind of a small world out there, so
yeah.
It would be nice. But, I'm a big fan of you, Aaron, and they're really cool. Pleasure of coaching his father. He's running Philadelphia this week in the marathon, and great family. And I just think number five kind of, it's a crappy place to be because – all eyes are on you, and when the team doesn't make it, and when it comes this close, it's like, oh, what happened to you? And there's nothing that happened to him except that he ran his heart out. So I think the Albemarle boys, as a team, I wrote in my daily run, I said, Mail's legacy is simply amazing as he has left an indelible mark at every school he's coached over the past year, and this group of really great guys is most certainly one of his finest squads, and I really believe that these young Harriers have so much to be proud of. Same thing can be said for Bain. He's done a remarkable job of molding young men into the best possible Harriers one could ever imagine. Still on the grass, UVA women go down to Charlotte. They go down to Louisville, Kentucky, running the regional meet. This is it. Last chance before you're going. You want to get to the Nationals. Well, they certainly put it right on the line. Morgan Gay was their top runner. Julie Stackhouse team wins the regional championship. Congrats to them. Guys didn't fare quite as well, so... they kind of an off day, and can't wait for track to get started for his Jason Vigilante's gang. They're so good at those middle distances, and they had a solid season. It just they didn't quite make it out. And NCAA's this Monday. The women have punched a ticket. That's Terre Haute, Indiana. So be looking on your computers to see how Julie Stackhouse and Jason Vigilante's women do. And still on grass, the UVA club cross country team. These are the kids that are good runners in high school. And just for whatever reason, didn't choose to run in college at the team level, the NCAA level. UVA club cross country women went second in the nation at the Nationals. Second. The guys third. Holly Rich, a local product, Monticello grad. Congrats to her. She was the top finisher for the team. That was down in Charlotte on Saturday. Then onto the road, Richmond. What a wonderful day that was. Starting with the 8K, there are three events, your 8K, half marathon, marathon. We had almost 500 locals.
Wow. That's
500 awesome. Locals, like I said earlier, participate. And Donnie Coward, I don't know if you've heard yet, Mike, but he won the 8K. I mean, he beat two Kenyans, two Ethiopians. It's a little bit like striking out the top of the order of the Yankees and then striking out the next three guys. So you're the top six hitters for the Yankees. 4,500 folks. He's the first guy in. He out-leaned Julius Kogo from Kenya. Fantastic. I mean, Americans tend not to beat the Africans, Kenyans and Ethiopians, in these foot races. Donnie puts the hammer down. He's one of our RMR kids. He's an Olympic hopeful in the steeple. 22:57 is 4:37 a mile, Mike. 4:37 a mile. He picks up $1,000. Fantastic. Six one-hundredths of a second, six one-hundredths separated him from the guy behind him.
Just because I think that's such an incredible feat. It's one thing to run that one time, but to do it multiple times is just, I mean, it's something I realistically will never be able to do. I know. So just to think about that is mind-blowing.
Well, you're putting it in a nice perspective. It's you're putting it in a perspective saying, could I run 1:437 mile? Mike, probably right now, if I worked with you for a year, you got a better coach than me. He worked with you for a year. You got even a better coach. Yeah, we might get you down to 4:37 mile, but that'd be a lot of work.
Right.
To rip off five of them back to back to back.
It just seems almost.
There are high school boys, good runners, that never run a 4:37 mile in you know, kind of the peak of their running. His teammates, Kent Pecora was 10th, 24:32. Lee Gabler was 14th with 25:28. Louise Knudsen was 7th woman, 28:58. Melissa Rittenhouse, she was 8th woman, 29:58. Tremendous. And we had some other locals do well. Hernan Garbini was 1st in his age group. Mark Hampton was 6th in his age group. Ellen Houle, she was 13th. And Mary Alice Blackwell was 5th in her age group. I mean, these are just, goes to show you Charlottesville. You know, we put to the task, we do well. The half marathon, Julia Webb from the RMR team, she did tremendous. She was 4th woman overall. Sally Ford, 5th woman overall. They both ran right around 120. Anne Missouri was 7th woman overall, 123. A lot of good performances. Megan Bowen, 4th in her age group. Clark Jackson, 4th in age group. Susan Heald, 2nd in age group. Just great performances. Kathy Roy, 10th in age group. Susan Thomas, 9th. Good day out there. Nice weather. It was a little chilly. Folks that weren't dressed properly complained a little bit about never getting themselves warmed up. A little hint to folks that if it's 34 degrees and it's going to get up to 41 by the time you're finished, maybe not a bad idea to layer a little and peel off, because some folks just never got themselves warm. The marathon was really mixed bag. We had some tremendous performances, some near misses, and then some bigger misses. And I mean, it's just, it's a big roll of the dice. It really is. You can train, you can prepare, you can even execute, but sometimes things go astray. We had some people with calf cramps early on. Poor Heidi Johnson, tarsal tunnel, reared its ugly head 7-8 miles into the race. And she said she felt like she had daggers, knives in her feet the whole way. Still qualified for Boston by 12 minutes. Amazing. She was 6th in her age group. She ran off her goal time, but still as talented as she is and as gutsy as she is, she qualifies for Boston by 12 minutes. Courtney Johnson, our top finisher, female. She was 7th Western Omaha grad. She's now in her, I think Courtney's probably about 27. She's about the age of my son, Alec. And then Ben Foster, 2:47, a PR for him. Good job. Earliesville's Rick Kwiatkowski, way to go, 2:54, 45-49. Wins his age group, Mike.
That's
gets
great.
A blue ribbon. Hard to do at Richmond. Tracy Towns, 4:03 in her debut. Angie Hasserman, big PR, 4:28. Gina Engel, tremendous first effort. Diddy Morse, a 41-minute PR, Mike. 41 minutes. She runs 4:22. I got the nicest facts from her, just jumping for joy. And here's Donnie winning the race. I was freaking out, screaming and yelling. And I see her time, and I have pretty much the same reaction because I know how much it means to her. And Derek Park, great PR, 3:06. Jenny Abrams, way to go, your first marathon. I'm really proud. A lot of great performances. Charlie Menifee, Dan Moriarty, Leslie Bergen, Bill Antholis. Oh, my gosh, Bill Antholis, 3:27. Here's a guy, Mike, that he travels like a maniac to China. Works for the Brookings Institute, on the go. Lives here locally, family, great father, husband. But he's on the go, so he screws up his Achilles. He's got this a knot on it that's hurting, the size of a mini golf ball. 5 weeks ago, he's done. So what we do is he wants to run 3:25, wants to qualify for the Boston Marathon at Richmond. I don't know, Bill. I don't see this happening.
Yeah.
Let's try and piece it together. He starts running in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Does about 60 to 70% of his running in the week in the pool. He does his long runs on the road on the weekend. Piecing this thing together, ice and heat and stretch and blah, blah, blah. Slowly but surely, the thing starts to disappear.
Cool.
The week of the race, it's still there a little bit. 2 days out, he goes, it's gone. I don't feel it. I feel great. So here's this guy. I'm thinking, no way he's going to come close. He didn't do enough training on the road. The Achilles will probably act up during the race, but pray to God, please let it just get him through this event.
Sure.
He misses his time, the qualifying time, but huge victory, big PR, 3:27. He finished the race. Great. He never feels the injury. I know, Mike. It's one of the, for me, one of the better stories of the day.
How many weeks was it between where he?
It's about 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
5 weeks, and the emails and the phone conversations were always kind of, ooh, dicey. Ooh, watch it. Jeez, let's be careful. And I don't know, Bill. I don't know, Bill. And he gets it together. And a cool training partner thing, Jim Ryan is a law professor over at UVA at the school. And he ran with him every step of the way, talking him in. Although he didn't need a lot of talking in, but it's just nice to have a buddy. They truly ran together the whole way. Brian Kaser, 3:03. Molly Ritter, 3:11. Some other great times. I'm just throwing it. I mean, we had 150 locals run in the marathon. Next day, OBX, a pile of folks fared well down there, but a call out to Dina Burkhead and Diane Fairnew did PR'd in the half marathon. And Diane was telling me on the phone yesterday, very neat thing. Scott Riddler, I coached him all summer, Mike, and doing great, fantastic with his training. Had a few injury setbacks. We pieced him together, got him already in good shape. And about 3 weeks out, he goes in for kind of a normal doctor's checkup, and he's got prostate cancer. Mm. And it's pretty serious. So they schedule him for surgery immediately. Thank God for Bill Steers and our wonderful folks over at the UVA. Does the surgery. It's successful. He's going to be okay, it looks like. It's clean. Good. We're happy for him. He's married with kids. Well, I don't know how this all got set up, but they invite him to come down. The OBX race director invites him to come down. And at the award ceremony, they call him out of the audience. He didn't run the race, obviously, because he had the surgery. He had the surgery, I think, 10 days out from the race.
Right.
They call him out at the award ceremony. They bring him up. They say, we're waiving your entry fee for next year. Aww. We want you to come back. Here's a medal for your efforts and what you're doing.
That's great.
You trained all summer. Come back and see us next year. And
that's very
Diane
cool.
was telling me that everyone got all choked up. Aww. She was extra proud because he's in the Charlottesville Track Club training program with her. He's like a brother, right, in a sense. And she's like at this out-of-town big event, OBX, thousands of runners. And she's like, oh, they're calling out Scott. So really neat little story there. This weekend, we've got the Kelly Watt Memorial Races. That's a do-not-miss, folks. If you're looking to jump into a fun run, it's a two-mile race on grass. You ever wanted to sneak out and see panorama? Well, you don't have to sneak out. You can go out there. Steve Murray's got the gates open Saturday morning. Dan Monahan, an old friend of Kelly's old guidance counselor, will be directing the event. Paige and Paul Watt, Kelly's mom and dad. Wonderful folks. It's a unique event, Mike. These memorial runs quite often peter out after 2 or 3 years after the person has passed.
Right.
And people lose a little bit of the enthusiasm. Person's memory starts to fade, sadly. It's only the intimate family and the best friends participate. Not this one. This thing keeps growing. I'm in awe. I go out there every year. I try not to miss it. Alec, our whole family tries to run it. I think Annie will be out there this year, and Cynthia and Audrey and Alec and myself, and I'll be the poker for sure. always these people I coach and customers of mine come up behind me. Hey, Mark. Hey, Coach. Hey, Mr. Lorenzoni. Way to go. You look good. And they're just blowing by me. And I'm like sucking wind. it's That's 2 miles. It's such a short distance, but you push it people to hurt pretty hard. And, oh, gosh. So have some fun with it. And I really encourage folks to come out to Panorama Saturday morning. 10-mile training program. I'm double dipping Saturday. I'll be there at 8 o'clock at the Charlottesville High School track. We passed the 400 mark yesterday, Mike. 400 people in the training program. Broke our record.
That's unbelievable.
And we're still signing them up. There's 6 programs. We aim to please. Remember, the goal of the program is get you through the winter.
Yes.
Sure. Big carrot is the 10-miler, but the bigger goal is getting you running as a permanent part of your lifestyle. So, runners of the week, I call out, it's almost impossible. Of course, the kid from St. Anne's, Maddie Hunter. Oh, by the way, her sister had a great half marathon at Richmond.
Oh,
fantastic.
Cool.
Ran like, I think, 135 or 134. Did really great. But anyway, Donnie Cowers, I mean, gosh, amazing. Winning the 8K. It's rarely American wins that 8K. Rarely.
What was the second place time behind him? Was it?
Well, it was 6/100ths of a second.
Oh, my God.
And the course record holder, he buried that guy. He was in third, and he was about 8 seconds back. I mean, really. Diddy Morris with that 4:22 and 41-minute PR. Rick Witowski with the Blue Ribbon. Tracy Towns opening with 4:03. Holly Rich with a huge PR. I could go on. Just so many wonderful stories. Lisa Murray breaking for 2 hours in a big goal in the half marathon. Adam Visicke, the rock of a steady guy for Albemarle. It was an overwhelming weekend, Mike.
Yes.
Hundreds of people that are in my life that I have the great joy of knowing them.
Yeah.
Some of them I get to coach. Some of them I'm just simply cheerleading them on. Just lot to be proud of. And they're good folk, particularly these high school kids and how they handle their successes. Mighty proud of them. So anyway, enough gabbing for now. Got turkey trots next week. Got one that Boris said that I direct. It's an all-volunteer effort for the Children's Hospital. It's Thursday morning, obviously, and then one out in Earliesville. Nice to have another event. The turkey trot the Boris had one fills up. And then the following weekend, we're on to Monticello for the Holiday Classic. I'm encouraging everyone to come on that. We have a kids' dash, Mike, around the backyard, around that elliptical path that's in. That you come out the back steps, and there's that garden there.
Yeah.
It's a quarter mile around. The kids smoke it.
That's
be fun. And then the adults get to run a 5K. They run a little over a mile. They loop around the house up top through the gardens.
Oh, fun.
You know, those gardens that are right down.
Yes, yeah.
And what you're doing with each loop, you're going more downhill. And then you shoot down the hill, the mountaintop, as it's better known by the Monticello folk. And we finish with a kind of a really nice little finish for the Holiday Classic. You pick up a neat little fleece hat. The winners get beautiful Monticello wreaths. Mm. That's Saturday, December 3rd. And then, of course, the three bridges, half and full on the 4th. All right, everyone, have a great week and stay on your feet. Thanks for listening.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.